This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
And right now she's shaking her head at the incredible silliness that is Kyle Kellums, but that's neither here nor there. What's here is talking about some of the things in What's Up, which is this weird organic kind of creature, you know, that is born based on what's going on in the 12-county area.
And you don't know 2 weeks ahead sometimes what everything will congeal into.
Exactly. And this week it was very literary. Bill Bryson is a journalist turned author who will speak Monday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
Funny writer.
Very funny writer. Neely Jones is a local journalist who will be signing copies of her new and very personal book at a couple of places this weekend. And I absolutely fell in love with Jeff Koturba, who is an editorial cartoonist, a musician, and now an author. And he'll be at the Lyric in Harrison next weekend for what he calls a trifecta of his work.
Well, let's take him chronologically.
Okay.
Bill Bryson's here Monday.
We should do Neely Jones first, but we're going to do Bill Bryson first because that's where he is in my head.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I have to read to you from A Walk in the Woods, which is one of his books, and it's my current favorite because it's the one I'm currently reading. I shuffled on my knees to the foot of the tent, cautiously unzipped the mesh and peered out, but it was pitch black. As quietly as I could, I brought in my backpack and with the light of a small flashlight searched through it for my knife. When I found it and opened the blade, I was appalled at how wimpy it looked. It was a perfectly respectable appliance for, say, buttering pancakes, but patently inadequate for defending oneself against 400 pounds of ravenous fur.
And that's how he writes about his travels. It's a witty, wry read.
He's really interesting to talk to, too. He grew up in Des Moines. His father was a sports writer for the Des Moines Register. But he's lived so many years in England that he's got an English accent, which is kind of interesting. He and his wife brought their four kids to Hanover, New Hampshire in 1995 because they wanted the kids to spend some time in his home country. And then he got this wild idea he was going to hike the Appalachian Trail.
Which is not a short trail.
2,200 miles, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
It's debatable. He says he's not a humorist, but every other page, I laughed until I cried. And sometimes he talks to you about things that are dying in the woods. You know, the lakes dying from acid rain and the species being wiped into extinction every day. And you cry until you cry. He promises that at the Walton Arts Center, he will talk about his life, his travels, the cultures of his two home countries, and who knows what else. Quote, I don't know that people will come away enlightened, but I think it will be worth leaving the house.
It's a rare opportunity to see a very sharp writer in person.
7 o'clock Monday at the Walton Arts Center. Tickets are $34 to $48 at 443-5600. Neely Jones, of course, has been a familiar face in Northwest Arkansas since 1997 when she came to KNWA. And her new book is not funny.
No.
It's called Look Again Because You Can, and it takes her readers into her own personal experience with domestic violence. She does not... Neither in the interview she did with Kevin Kinder nor in the book does she get very specific about what happened to her. What she wants is awareness that this happens all the time to all kinds of people around us.
If anyone still has this stereotype that domestic violence happens in a certain place or to a certain person, this
right.
will help bust down that stereotype.
Absolutely. And she said she felt inspired. She was doing a series on domestic violence a year or so ago and kept thinking, I got to tell this story. Maybe it'll help somebody. So if you'd like to visit with her, she's doing book signings from 1 to 3 on Saturday at Hastings in Springdale and from 2 to 3:30 on Sunday at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. And you can find out more at neelyjones.tapepublishing.net. The book is at Border, Sam's Club, Walmart, or online at Amazon.
Or the places where she's signing them.
Right. And then there's Jeff Koturba. There's a good chance that I'm going to run away with Jeff Koturba if I can catch him while he's in Harrison. He is fascinating. He just finished a book called Inklings, a memoir.
Mm-hmm.
He grew up in Omaha, where he now works at the Omaha World Herald, as one of the 50 or so remaining editorial cartoonists in the country.
Full time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he grew up, the house was almost more hoarders than Ozzie and Harriet. His dad wanted to capture and repair television sets.
Back when that was worth doing.
Right. When television sets were these console
things. You had tubes
things.
And you unscrewed the back, yeah.
So while he was trying to stay out of the craziness of his home, he was also being inspired by his dad, because every Saturday night, his dad took him with him down to the office of the Omaha World Herald to get the Sunday early edition. His dad wanted to make sure that his ad for the repaired TVs was correct, and Jeff got the comics. And Jeff started copying the comics. And then his dad said, well, you have to be original, so he started drawing his own character, and that was Dogie, who just recently, he said he wanted his character to be the first dog to go to the moon. Well, he wasn't the first, but one of his Dogie cartoons just went up with the space shuttle.
That's pretty cool.
In the last few months. He's done all kinds of cartooning through King Features Syndicate. He's won all sorts of awards. And he also plays in what he calls a pop 50s band. It was based on his dad being a drummer for Les Paul.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah. So he has this great band called the Prairie Cats. So while he's at the Lyric, here's what's going on.
In downtown Harrison.
In downtown Harrison. Through November 20th, Drawing Conclusions, editorial cartoons by Jeff Koterba is on at the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
On the 19th at 7 o'clock, he'll talk about his life.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 20th at 7 o'clock, the Prairie Cats will play. Here's the secret about his life that you'll know when you talk to him. Jeff Koterba has Tourette syndrome.
Really?
So probably was his dad, although his dad said he grew up in the Depression and he couldn't afford a syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating guy. And you can go and do all this. Seeing the cartoons is, of course, free, but they are for sale. The reception and the book signing and the lecture are free. And the Prairie Cats concert is $20.
Not bad.
870-391-3504. And now here's our 411. Flying Tomato Cabaret sings Glee.
Last weekend.
7 o'clock today, tomorrow, and Sunday at Northwest Arkansas Community College. $18 includes the spaghetti dinner. Don't just show up. Call for reservations. 619-2237. 20th Century.
In Fort Smith Little Theater.
A comedy set on a streamliner train en route from Chicago to New York in the fabulous 30s. 8 o'clock today and Saturday, again next weekend at Fort Smith Little Theater, $10.
Not bad.
The Odd Couple at Rogers Little Theater.
Closing this weekend, right?
Correct. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, $42 with dinner, $15 without. Spring Awakening, the second night.
Final night.
8 o'clock tonight at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets are $39 to $49. This show is, of course, by Steven Sater, who has a Fayetteville connection because he was at the Mount Sequoia New Play Retreat. It's also recommended for mature audiences.
Right.
Boom Kinetic has a CD release show.
That's right.
It is 9 o'clock today at Mojo's Ivory House in Fort Smith. $10. Mm-hmm. The second Saturday gallery stroll is tomorrow in Eureka Springs from 6 to 9. The International Tenors.
Oh, right.
Perform opera, Broadway, and a little bit of everything else at 7:30 tomorrow at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Tickets are $20. John Davidson is in town this weekend.
John Davidson, the fellow who was for a while the Center Square on Hollywood Squares?
The intensely cute John Davidson.
What's he doing here?
He is going to be at the Arid Art Center in Bentonville at 2 o'clock Sunday as part of the Live on Stage in Northwest Arkansas series, singing and playing his banjo. 855-9997. And Arkansas Autumn, a slideshow and discussion with photographer Tim Ernst.
Mm-hmm.
2 o'clock Sunday at the Fayetteville Public Library. And it is, of course,
free.
And if you stick around till next week,
mm-hmm.
there will be a story about Tim Ernst and What's Up.
Tim's a fascinating guy.
So there you go.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found every Friday in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.